God is good. And they hear him more. And they see him more. God is good. God is good. And they touch him more. Me and they live him more. God is good. Hear me. God is good. And they hear him. Do you touch his goodness? And then live up. Are you living his goodness? Some people are not. God is good. And they hear him. He goes from hearing. And they see him. God is good. Then he goes from there. God is good. Come, come, come. And they touch him. You are the goodness of God. I'm touching you. Goodness of God. So I'm touching real testimony. Real testimony. Real, real, real. Me and they hear them and they touch them and they hold them and they feel them and they live them and they hear them and they breathe them and they live them.
God is good.
let's go home. Don't forget, that's your secret place. It's a place of different emotions. As we gathered here, healing happened. You know why I don't doubt it? Because God is here. And when God is here, He heals. Healing happened. As we gathered, your hearts are mended. As we gathered, your clarity came. I told you, come with your journal. Clarity, it will give you specific instruction. As you gather here, things are turned in your favor. You will see it. When you see it, give glory to God. It's not mine. I can't do it. I don't have the power to do anything. I'm just a human. So when the things happen, give glory to Jesus Christ. When you check them because they have happened, give glory to Jesus Christ. Honor Jesus Christ. Glorify Jesus Christ. The one who does it. The one who heals. And more than all the physical things that happen, healings and all, spiritual lives were revived. Secret altars are revived. Secret fires are revived. You will go back home 2 a.m. You will say, I will not be disgraced because I have more than enough. The word of the Lord says that I will not. You will go to him and say, I possess the land. You have ammunition. Your altar is lit. Don't go back and not stoke the fire. If you don't stoke the fire will die.